Now on to the next mega event in Europe. It's not a wedding, royal or otherwise. It's the beatification ceremony for the late Pope John Paul II. It takes place Sunday at the Vatican. A million pilgrims are gathering in Rome to attend the ceremony. Megan Williams has more.
When John Paul II died 6 years ago, thousands gathered in St. Peter's Square chanting Santo Subito, sainthood now. While the Vatican didn't grant John Paul sainthood right away, it did put the late Pope on the fast track. Current Pope Benedict XVI waived the usual 5-year waiting period after death before the sainthood cause can be launched. Then in January, the Vatican approved as a miracle the claim by a French nun that she was cured of Parkinson's through prayer to John Paul. It also announced the beatification date, May 1st, at the time less than 4 months away. The speed with which the Vatican moved John Paul towards sainthood is a result of the saint-making machine that the former Pope himself set in motion.
John Paul set the precedent for expediting the sainthood process.
Vatican expert Francis X. Rocca cites Mother Teresa's beatification just a few years after her death. But there were many more new saints as well.
John Paul beatified and canonized many, 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 many more people than hundreds of years of his predecessors put together. He wanted to use sainthood and beatification as a method of evangelization. Saints are models of virtue, so the more saints you have, the more models you offer people.
Rocca says new saints also help highlight Catholic identity. For a church with dwindling worldwide attendance and a long series of sexual abuse scandals, beatifications and canonizations also play an ever more important role in promoting a positive image of Catholicism. They draw positive media attention, not to mention huge crowds. Yet, with the beatification date announced so soon after the Vatican-approved miracle, those crowds won't be nearly as big as initially expected.
To be honest, 100%, we were extremely surprised and disappointed by the date that was then announced.
Roberta Zito is a manager of Rome's oldest tour agency, Corani Tours. She says when the beatification announcement was made in January, the city of Rome predicted up to 3 million tourists. Travel agencies rushed to book blocks of hotel rooms, only to have to give a lot of them back. Zito says the Vatican didn't give people enough time to plan.
2003, we did the beatification of Mother Teresa of Calcutta, but we had a good 10 months to prepare for that. Something like John Paul II, which was far bigger in many aspects, has been a disappointment for us, a huge disappointment.
There'll still likely be about 1 million Catholics, many from John Paul's homeland of Poland, coming to Rome, but not nearly the numbers the city or the Vatican were hoping for. For The World, I'm Megan Williams in Rome.